On Friday, two protesters with Charlotte Uprising turned themselves in on misdemeanor charges and one traffic violation related to recent protests. WFAE's Sarah D'Elia reports.
During a press conference outside of the Mecklenburg County Jail, members of Charlotte Uprising stood behind a long banner that read, "Hands off Anthony, defund the police." That Anthony is Anthony Ferguson, who has been out protesting and working with Charlotte Uprising's jail support group.
I've become a target and therefore harassed, chased, sprayed, gassed, beaten, arrested.
Tell the truth, Anthony.
For peacefully protesting for the right to be black in America. And for demanding justice and change in my community.
Ferguson's lawyer, Rebecca Cannon, says Ferguson was charged with resisting a public officer from an incident on Monday. She declined to go into further detail. Earlier this week, Cannon says CMPD officers showed up at his parents' home demanding to know where he was.
She said five officers circled her house and demanded to know where Anthony was. And they were rude to her. They did not respect her boundaries for social distancing. We are in the middle of COVID-19 and we're very rude and hostile and aggressive to her.
Cannon says the warrant for Ferguson's arrest was posted Thursday. A second protester, Jamie Marsicano, learned moments before Friday's press conference she had two outstanding warrants for her arrest for impeding traffic and disorderly conduct. Both Ferguson and Marsicano turned themselves in as the group chanted, "We see you, we love you." For WFAE News, I'm Sarah D'Elia.